Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, with COVID-19 on the wane in the capital region and more resources in place to handle it, it has been cleared to begin reopening today.
That's Wednesday is today. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the decision at his daily briefing Tuesday. The move puts the 8-county region in phase one of reopening, allowing careful restart of businesses that have the least potential for spread of the virus. Construction, agriculture, forestry, pickup drop-off retail, manufacturing, and wholesale trade. At intervals of at least 2 weeks, other business sectors will be allowed to reopen in phases 2, 3, and 4.
Now let's head to Mayfield. There's a story there about law enforcement and boaters and social distancing.
Officials from multiple law enforcement agencies urged boaters to maintain social distancing and use safe practices on the water as the Great Sacandaga Lake Safe Lake Initiative held a news conference Tuesday morning as part of Boater Safety Week. This year, safety has an expanded meeting. Fulton County Sheriff Richard Giardino acknowledged that many locals are anxious to enjoy themselves on the lake after living under restrictive stay-at-home orders to curb the spread of COVID-19. But he said people still need to maintain proper social distancing practices as they head to the lake for Memorial Day weekend and throughout the summer months. Boaters will be expected to wear masks. And while the public can expect a heavy police presence on and around the lake this summer, patrols will be around to make sure the public is properly educated about the social distancing and cleaning procedures that should be observed on the water.
Well, then there's the push to reopen sports, and the National Federation of State High School Associations has weighed in on high school athletes.
Yes, the association has released a series of guidelines and recommendations for its 51-member state high school organizations to consider as they prepare for the reopening of high school athletics. The guidance document was developed by the association's Medicine Advisory Committee, a 15-member advisory group composed of medical doctors, certified athletic trainers, high school coaches and officials, research specialists, and state high school association executives that regularly develops position statements related to medical aspects of conducting high school athletics. This document is a tremendous template for us as we consider some of these items, said New York State Public High School Athletic Association Executive Director Robert Zayas.
He is Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. Jeff, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.